makinig sa SBS Filipino.
Kasama natin ngayong umaga si Diorella Ramos ng Pasalubong's Filipino Soul Food. Magandang umaga, Diorella.
Thanks for having me, Annalyn.
Yes, pasalubongs are in English term souvenirs and presents. Filipinos
right.
traditionally bring home to give as presents to family members and friends after traveling or visiting another place. And for pasalubongs Filipino soul food, how did it start?
Okay, so basically I left the... this is my story anyway. So I basically left the corporate world about 2 years ago. At the time, I was working at Seek Learning for a duration of 7 years in a sales role. So that was
in
the education industry. I know, it's a long time. However, after a while, I actually realized that I wanted to go into business for myself. So it would actually creep up, you know, at the back of my mind every now and then. But I'll just simply ignore it until I actually... took a break from work, sat down and actually went back to basics, you know, writing out my plan for the next 5 years. It was then and there that I realized that it was now or never. So I decided to take the plunge and quit my job. So in order for me to be happy with my life, I actually needed to take the risk and design my own life. And, you know, if it didn't work out, then at least I tried and I have no regrets.
Paano ka naman napapunta sa pagkain? Is it really what you wanted?
Yes, yeah, so after I actually handed in my resignation, it took me, I would say, about 12 months to realize that I wanted to go into the food industry. I was literally on holiday, so the island of Ornito, Palawan in the Philippines at the time where I actually realized, because I've always been a foodie, you know, I love eating, baking, cooking. And on the island, after watching a young family selling street food in the small town, I actually knew right then and there that I wanted to go into the food store business and, you know, spread the Filipino cuisine all around Sydney. And that's how Pasalubong's Filipino soul food came about.
Were you not scared? Because we know that there have been several Filipino food businesses that existed here in Sydney but did not last long.
Yeah. So, that was part of my research too. And it's funny that you say that because there are a few Filipino food stores out there and we've actually traded with them at the markets. But, you know, it's their dream as well. So, you know, even though you're competing against each other, it's not like you don't want to ruin their dream as well. So we're all supportive of each other, you know. So my food store is basically, you know, selling Filipino street food. So we do barbecue pork skewers, which is, the marinades, a family recipe. We do pancit malabon, homemade achara, beef empanadas and encimadas. So we are a little bit different to some of the Filipino stores out there because I love baking as well. That's what I wanted to integrate into my business as well.
So it's not just the cuisine, but also cakes and sweets.
Yes. That's right. My love of baking has finally come about into my business. Yeah.
You have been very visible and has been participating in almost all the markets around Sydney and also Central Coast, I think.
Yeah, so just last week we were part of the Parkland Food and Food Festival in Western Sydney. In Abbotsbury, that's actually where I grew up, so it was really good to be part of that. And then the following day, which was last Sunday, we were part of the Central Coast Food and Wine Festival, so that was our first ever Food and Wine Festival. But we've done, you know, the Aussie Night Markets in Fairfield and St. Ives earlier this year. That was on a weekly basis, but currently at the moment we do Kirribilli Markets and the MacArthur Night Markets twice a month.
At the moment, you are just selling your products through the stalls or yung kung sa Tagalog, mga tsanggian, hindi ba?
Yes. So everything's through the food stores. So, you know, with the pork skewers, the pancit malabon, the achara, we've actually recently expanded into the catering area.
Oh, wow.
So we've done like a few birthdays, special events, and the long weekend in June we did a pre-wedding party, which was a total of about 200 guests. So
that's a lot of guests.
That's right. Who would have known? Just from a small idea.
Yeah.
keeps blossoming.
And you will be celebrating your first year in the food industry, I must say?
That's right. We'll be celebrating a year. So Pastor Lubongs will be turning 1 year, and we'll be celebrating at Kirribilli Markets, where it all started. So hopefully one day in the future, my dream is to open a restaurant. That way we're not moving as much.
And yeah,
we're just basically in one location where customers could just, you know, come and enjoy the Pasa Lubongs we bring them.
Mm. We've seen you at the Kirribilli Markets, and you outstand the colours of the stalls because you're in pink.
Yes, it's very girly.
How did you choose that?
Yeah, they're actually purple was my favourite colour, and it did take a while to come up with the design and what I wanted on there. So purple and pink kind of go hand in hand, and I guess I needed to add the fork and spoon in there to actually represent the, you know, the traditional Filipino wooden fork and spoon.
Mm. And you also put some little Philippine flags around your stalls, which is good for people in the market to recognize that it's Filipino food.
Yes, that's right. So with our market, we actually put the Filipino flag just above our marquee, and we've also got little Filipino flags just going inside around our food store as well, so people could actually distinguish that we are selling Filipino food. And it's actually made a difference, especially at Kirribilli Markets. You know, when Filipinos actually go around the markets, they're like, oh, there's a Filipino food store.
Come and buy it.
Yeah, that's right. And just a look on their face. And when they actually try our food, you know, they get that warm and fuzzy feeling of their childhood, home, and, you know, happiness. That's why the other part of my name is Filipino Soul Food.
Mm. And also, it's not just you who people can see at the stalls,
That's right.
at your stall, because it's a family sort of business.
Yeah, it definitely is a family business. So you could see Dad, you know, cooking on the barbecue. Mum's normally cooking the empanadas and fishball. My brother's actually, you know, preparing the food, and I'm serving the food. So it's a whole family business. And yeah, along the way, when we do the big festivals, that's when, you know, obviously I need more people to help.
Do you think Australians will be able to be wanting to taste more Filipino food through your Pasa Lubongs?
Yeah, I definitely think so, especially with our islands in the Philippines. You know, we've got 7,000 islands, and El Nido got voted, you know, Palawan got voted the best island, you know, 2 years straight. So I'm thinking, you know, the non-Filipinos, they obviously know about the Philippines wanting to holiday there. So why not try Filipino street food first before you actually travel?
It's like patikim.
That's right. So you're getting a taste of the food before you actually go to the country and go to the islands.
Para sa isang katulad mo na dating nagtrabaho in the corporate world and eventually decided to give up the security of having a good work and
That's
venture
right.
into something new, challenging, and unknown, what advice can you give to those wanting to do business, even if it's not food?
Yeah, so my advice is to basically, you know, take the risk. You know, if you actually want to create and design your own life, it's actually now or never. Because, you know, you don't want to have regrets later in life. And, you know, if it's actually advice to maybe find a mentor or a coach, so someone who has been in the industry that you're wanting to get into, ask them 100 questions, you know, just kind of, you know, search for the answers as well. So there's no time limit when or where you can quit your job, but it's just, you know, taking that proactive action and just, you know, seeking the answers. And then once you've, you know, collated all the information and you're happy with everything, that's when you could actually take the step, or, you know, just take a bit more time to actually decide if it's the right decision for you.
It takes a lot of guts to start a business.
It does. So that's why, you know, when I was in the process of researching my business, I spoke to a number of my relatives who are all exceptional cooks. You know, the food they ate when they were growing up in the province in the Philippines, in a hope to create the menu that was going to be different to the other food on the market out there. You know, I got my inspiration to do the business from the love of food from my mum's side of the family. So they're from Pabunga. So my great-grandmother, grandma and aunties, they were all good cooks. They were always cooking at home, and we always enjoyed the food they cooked on a weekly basis with our family gatherings on a Sunday. I could remember when I was little. It was such a big event, and it was just, you know, food was just all around us.
Mm. And for those listeners who wants to know more about Pasalubong's Filipino soul food, how they can get in touch with you?
Yep. So I'm visible on social media. So I've got a Facebook account. So it's Pasalubong's, and also Instagram, Pasalubong's there. So those two main areas as well. And, you know, just send me a message if you're, you know, got a craving for Filipino food, or if you want some food for a special event, just send me a message and I'll get back to you.
And they can follow you wherever you are in New South Wales.
Yes, definitely. I'm always on there and always happy to reply to people.
Yeah, thank you very much, Jurella Ramos of Pasalubong's Filipino Soul Food.
Thank you. Thanks for having me, Annalyn. It's been a pleasure.
sbs.com.au/Filipino.